I went down and talked to a man in Dallas this last week about some business. And I asked him when I got through the business, I said, are you a Christian? He said, no. I said, well, you need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, he said, I've heard of Jesus. I said, no, you need to know him. I said, you know, you really need to know him. I said, you know, if you were to die today, I said, you would go into a flaming hell forever and there's no way out of that place. Well, he said, I don't want to talk about this no more. I wrote out my business stuff and he handed it to me and he said, I'll deliver your stuff tomorrow. I said, okay. So the next morning, he delivered it. When he got here, I talked to him. I said, hey, you ever seen God do a miracle? He said, never. I didn't even know he did. I said, let me tell you, this little ministry here, we see God do all kinds of miracles. I said, he's real. He's really real. I said, now this is what he'll do for you if you love him and serve him. And then you won't have to go to hell when you die. You know, he said, I went home last night and told my wife about you. And he said, my wife said, that's a wise man, honey. He said, my wife, she loves Jesus too, and she would like for me to become a Christian. I said, and not only would your wife love for you to become a Christian, but Jesus would love for you to become a Christian. He died for you. He wants you to be a Christian. So anyway, I'll give him my website. He was very interested. I told him some of the mighty miracles that he could go and look at. And he said, man, he wrote all that and wrote it and said, I'm going home and get on the internet. I'm going to look up some of this stuff about you. I said, you're going to find out it's true. And he said, wow. I said, and next time you call me, I want you to call me and tell me you're a new creature in Christ. I said, will you promise to do that? He said, I will. I said, okay. So see, what have I done? I've done everything I can do for that man. I just think how many men have dealt with that man every day and nobody talks to him about Jesus. What's wrong with us? There's something wrong with us. We obviously don't know Jesus well enough because God told each one of us to go into the world and make disciples. Did he not? He didn't say, wait till you get to be 50 or 60 or 70 years old to do this. I've been doing this all of my life. Since I was a young man, when I didn't know nothing about God, I was still talking to people about Jesus. I was teaching a Sunday school class when I was right after I got back from Vietnam. You know, 25, 6, 7, 8 years old, whatever it was. I was teaching a Sunday school class in a Baptist church. Did I know anything? No. I didn't even know who Paul was the first Sunday. Somebody asked me who Paul was. I said, I don't know, but I'll find out by next Sunday. Ain't that something? One of the greatest apostles that ever walked, and a Sunday school teacher don't know who Paul is. You think, wow. But I've changed. I've learned a little since then. Praise God. I'm not ashamed to say where I was. You know, it's just amazing. We've all been back there, haven't we? We didn't know nothing. But now verse 5 and 6. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is really an idolater who worships the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the terrible anger of God comes upon who? Oh, the terrible anger of God comes upon all those who disobey him. You want to know why we got people sick and afflicted in the church all over the place? Because we've not obeyed him. But the beautiful part about God, what I teach people if they repent of their sins and make God a promise, they will put him first. Will he forgive them? Yes. Will he heal them? Yes. Now see, Dave had a real problem with that. When Dave first came here and I prayed for him, he'd been sick all of his life. And when I told him, I said, son, I guarantee if you'll do what I tell you from God's word, he'll forgive you and he'll heal you. He said, Thurman, you can't guarantee God'll do anything. I said, I can. He'll do exactly what he promised in this book. Can I guarantee that if you don't do what he says, he'll judge you? Is that what he said? Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins. Somebody say, you know, he got saved. He walked down the aisle when he was 15 years old. Now he's 19 or 20. He's out of high school. He's living with his girlfriend, but he's okay. If he was to die in that, God will be merciful and forgive him. I told him if he'd repent every day for what he does with that girl every night, he would be forgiven. That's foolish. That's a lie. That boy dies and goes to hell. Have you ever heard a preacher say, well, he died at 25. Yeah, he was living with his girlfriend. No, he don't even say that. He was living with his girlfriend out of wedlock. Mother tried to tell him he needed to walk, but since he got saved in this church when he was 15, I know the boy's in heaven today. No, he ain't in heaven today. That word totally disagrees with that. That boy got saved when he was 15. If he really got saved, he either turned his back on God, or if he'd have stayed with God, he wouldn't have been sleeping with that girl out of wedlock. Because guess where he went? Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins. For the terrible, wow, I don't even like that, do you? When I think about the terrible anger of God, you know, I wouldn't be too upset if you got mad at me, really mad at me. You might be able to hurt me a little. But if God got upset with me, he knows how to really hurt me. You know that? You know, when we read Sunday before last, where there was one of the kings of Israel got sideways with God, and God says, because you have not obeyed me, because you've taught your people to worship those other gods, he said, because you've done that, I'm going to send a terrible disease into your bowels. And actually what you're going to have is cancer. And it's going to start eating away on your bowels. And you're going to die. And not only am I going to afflict you with this cancer in your bowels, but then I'm going to stir up the Philistines and the Arabs against you. And now you're going to have two nations of war against you while you're hurting. And it says, in 2 years later, he died in agony as his bowels fell out. All because of his sin. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Because of your sin, I've afflicted you. Because you've served other gods and didn't put me first. God says, I did that. But he says here, you can be sure. You can be sure. Not just maybe, you can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ. Do you know, when I read these kind of scriptures, there are some people don't like to hear this. You know that? You know why people don't want to hear it? Absolutely, that's exactly right. In fact, that's just like this girl that came here the other day with her husband. She said, when we first got your CDs, my husband put one of these on, we started listening. And she said, boy, what you were saying at first, I thought, man, that guy's good. I love him. Let's listen. She said, about 15 minutes later, you got on this, my sin. And she said, I listened to about 5 minutes. I said, turn that thing off. I can't stand him. Now, why did she love me the first 15 minutes? I wasn't stepping on her toes. But whenever God started walking on her toes with what she was doing wrong, she didn't want to hear it. Is that pretty well the way we are? You can be sure that no immoral. Now, one thing I got to say, I'm not ashamed of this book because I didn't write this book. God is going to be the one that makes this book come to pass, not me. And guess what? He holds me as accountable, or more, not more so, than he does you. You know that? Because he tells me his word. If he makes me a teacher, he's going to hold me more accountable to uphold this word than he does you. But he says, you can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ. So just think. If a young man's out drinking, drugging, sleeping around, and he has an overdose on drugs and he dies, guess where he winds up? In hell. But you tell a parent that took that boy to church and that boy said he made a decision when he was 10 or 12 or 15 years old that boy is not in heaven today? They said, no, I don't believe that. He's in heaven. That book says he's not in heaven. I don't care what you're going to do on this earth. Ain't nothing you can do on this earth worth going to hell for. Not nothing.
If you could hold your finger in a flame of fire for 10 seconds, I ain't never seen a human being could touch a hot skillet and hold your finger on her for 2 seconds. Can you imagine being in that for eternity? I had a man the other day tell me, a good God would never do something like that. I said, we need to take that up with him. I learned all about this place in hell from him. He said, he's the one made this place. And so I said, you know, obviously he's going to really be upset with people that don't make his son Lord and Savior, because he says he's going to send you to that place. He don't want you to go there. If you don't believe in him, you're going there. That's all there is to it. And then if you haven't listened to those, that DVD we got back there, what is it, Heaven and Hell? Yeah. There's four men on the DVD back there called Heaven and Hell Testimonies. We taped that off of TBN the other night, several nights ago. There was four 30-minute shows. Two of the men had died and gone to heaven. Two of them had died and gone to hell. Man, the two that died and went to heaven, they didn't want to come back. When God sent them back, no, oh, no, Lord, I'm staying. Oh, I mean, they're scratching tooth and nail to stay over there. They don't want to come back to this place. But them that went to hell, they want out of that place. They ain't never had nothing like, in fact, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what one of the men said. One of the men said, I was raised in the most wicked home. Actually, no home. I never knew who my daddy was. He said, I was on the streets as a young boy. He said, I've been beat, raped, bruised, shot, you name it. I've been in prison, the federal prisons. He said, by the time I was 25 years old, everything could happen to a human being, it happened to me. He said, I'd been in federal pens. He said, if it could happen to a human being in there, he said, I had brutal men rape me. I've had them beat the thunder out of me, break my lungs, break my face bones. He said, I've been beat beyond anything you can imagine while I was in prison. And he said, when God sent me to hell when I died, the first few seconds in hell made everything that happened to me on earth look like a Sunday school picnic. You want to go to that place? No. That little boy, Weiss, he said the first thing happened to him, he's not even on this testimony, but he said when 23 minutes in hell, he said, when I was there in this big old barred prison and this big giant 14-foot thing walked in and reached down in them big long fingernails and tore into my side and grabbed a hold of me and picked me up and slammed me against the wall.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.